Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. Can I just say publicly to Martin Green and his team what an amazing festival that he's created. His vision and belief for the city, I think, has just been magical. So well done, Martin. I don't know about you when you're on your travels. It's funny when you talk to people who aren't from Hull. I was just thinking backstage that the last interview I went for a job before I did stand-up was in a school in London, and she looked through my CV and she went, "Oh, I see you've worked at a Kingswood High School. Oh, on an Orchard Park." And I just went, "Oh, yeah, it was lovely." But I'm getting a bit clear. I used to live in London, but I live in Manchester now. And the last time I come back to Hull, I fell asleep on the train. And I knew I'd reached my destination because I was woke up to the sound of Darren the Bane just shat itself. And I thought, "Oh, it's good to be home." So it's wonderful to be here for WOW Festival. And briefly, I mean, you may note, to Hull and Back, we did on Radio 4, and it's two series now, two series in, and they want a third one. And, yeah, thank you. Yeah. And then when I originally wrote it, and we tried to get Maureen to play the mother, because it's about a mother and daughter, I wrote her this long, long email, you know, of why I'd wanted to do it. And she just wrote back one word, because I sent her the draft, to read, the draft script. One sentence, and she just went, "Yes, if you'll improve it, Mo." So I stayed up all that night and we did the pilot. So I'll introduce them to you. So we've got, I'll be really honest with you, we've rehearsed this all day with great lighting and sound and a Foley artist. It's actually going to be better than when we recorded it for Radio 4. So I'll introduce you. So the Foley artist we've got for this evening is Ruth Sullivan. And next up, playing the young girl, is Ellie Brennan. And next, Hull born and bred, is Kerry Marsh. That's not Kerry. You're not Kerry. You're Sarah. She's sat down. Oh no, that's awful, isn't it? And next we have this. Have you ever seen watched Sarah Parkes before in a theatre production? Sarah Parkes. My mum, is a writer, and Sarah inspired me as a kid to be an actress because she's phenomenal, no pressure. But such a special talent, a rare talent, I really think. So this is Sarah Parkes. And another talent is the funniest man I have ever met on stage and off. Again, no pressure. Is Norman Lovett. And last but not least, again, a childhood idol of mine. I've grown up watching her and studying her, so it's been a real honour, to finally work with her, is Maureen Lipman.
Hello, Hull. Twinned with Sierra Leone, of course. Is this mic working all right? Could you all just say together, "Doesn't she look thinner in real life?" Let's hear it. It's lovely. lovely to be here and actually be visiting people who are living.
This is episode 4 of To Hull and Back. I've run out of people to pray to. Dear Alan Titchmarsh, please let me Auntie Pamela like me. She's coming over for my birthday and I want to go back with her and live in Amsterdam with the Dutch. I've already started packing and please don't let my mother chuck a trifle at the wall like she did last year. And can I just say, what you can do with a drooping conifer is inspired. Can I please have that £200 you owe me?
No, you've got plenty there. There's people begging in the streets.
Mother.
Why don't you ask Ernie to lend you some?
Well, he's in prison.
I still need 50 quid off you, Sheila.
No, you've got a house in Mayfair, Jean. What more do you want?
Bond Street and I'm 50 quid short.
Mother.
At least you got the Scotty dog again, Sophie. I always have to be the paperclip. Where's that little top hat?
I used it as a cake decoration. You're the worst person to always be the banker, Mother. You're terrible with your own money.
I beg your pardon.
Your turn, Ernie. You can get out of jail now.
Oh, I'm quite happy here, Sophie. I've just signed up for a welding course.
I'll take Ernie's go then if he's busy.
Not saying that I'm mad. Bad with money.
You are bad with money. What's that box you think I haven't seen in the gas cupboard?
That is a little bit of happiness in a cruel world.
What, 70s fancy dress clothes?
Fancy dress? What do you need that for?
Why does she need a Toby jug of Bette Midler?
Look, I used to go to a lot of fancy dress parties, I'll have you know. I came first in a competition once and I won a bag of meat.
Be the big 3-3. You'll need to cope without me soon.
Why?
It's none of your business.
Right, right. Neither of you are having any more money. The bank's shut.
Oh, cheers.
You are so unkind.
Unkind? Am I unkind, Jean? Jean?
But you're complicated.
Ernie, am I unkind?
Yes. You never write to me in here, Sheila.
I'm not playing this ridiculous game. I'm going. I've had enough. I've had it all with you. I've had enough. I'm going.
Here we go. 24, 25, 26.
What was that, Jean?
6 minutes and 26 seconds. Write it down, Ernie.
What was it last week?
12 minutes.
12? That long?
So the record's still balderdash?
Yep.
9 seconds.
Wow.
Saying she was unkind is maybe a bit harsh, so... I feel bad for her.
Well, that's what Auntie Pamela said.
When?
She texts me.
Maybe keep that to yourself.
Pamela's coming to my birthday.
Your Auntie Pam's been saying she's coming to stay as long as I've known you. You've still never met her.
No, she has too this time, Jean. I'm going to go back to Amsterdam with her to live.
You don't even know her, Sophie. I'm your best mate. Don't you want to live with me?
No. Right, I'll go check on my mother.
Amsterdam.
Why not?
With Pam, do you know what they called her at senior school? Pam Hamlegs. Do you know why? Because anyone was allowed to look at them for Arthur Rothmans. Yeah? Two Rothmans, she'd let you look all the way up to her spring greens.
Well, she's 63 now.
Doesn't matter. She's more loose than ever. You know she's got a plastic cat suit.
Well, you like fancy dress.
There's nothing fancy about what she gets up to. No, you know what the women do in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
What?
They make cheese.
Oh, God, cheese. It's a wild sex and drugs haven, Sophie.
No, they've got canal boats.
Exactly. She'll have you sucked into rubber latex and left for dead before you can yodel hi-ho, Heidi.
Well, I want a different way of living and I want to wear clogs.
Yeah, that's what they all start off saying. No. Just stay in Hull with your mother. I am the kind and caring one. She's not.
You're just jealous.
Jealous?
Auntie Pam is a cool, sophisticated lady. I bet she eats sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, God.
You know I've always wanted to meet her. I think we'd get on.
No, you won't. She's not like me.
Good. I'm still going to ask if I can live with her.
Oh, you mean she hasn't actually offered you then? Oh, I don't know why I'm bothering, because she'll let you down. She won't even turn up, Sophie. She never has. I am the one person that you can trust.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we? What are you doing with the cocoa pops?
I need the box.
What for?
A very nice thing that I am doing. There is a vagrant lady sat outside Cost Cutters, and I imagine she'll be getting a cold rear end by now. And she can sit on this. See?
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
See? I am kind. I happen to have a few things that she might like too. I might reach out to her. I'm kind, you see. I'm very kind.
I tell you what would be kind, letting me go to Amsterdam.
Oh, you can go to Amsterdam.
Really?
Yeah, when I'm dead.
Oh, good gracious, what have you done to your eyebrows?
I've dyed them. I want to look like that lady in the book there. I got it out of the library.
That's a cartoon.
No, it's an illustration, actually, Jean.
Of a milkmaid?
Traditional Dutch attire. I want to fit in Amsterdam. I'm so nervous, Jean. Do you think Auntie Pamela will like me?
Yeah, think so. Your mother's back.
She's been working at Humber Helpline.
I can't believe how far she's taken this kindness malarkey. You've opened a right can of worms. Oh, how's the charity work been, Sheila?
I've got to go back soon. I'm doing a night shift on the ferns.
Oh, right.
You know, that's where you stay up all night and listen to other people's problems.
Yeah.
You know, I do listen, like, to some other people's problems. I'm very sympathetic, so I just got time to come back and change my shoes, that's all.
You don't have to go if you don't want to.
No. It's very important. I'm a pillow of the community.
Suits you down to the ground, Sheila.
You shut your face. Oh, now, look at the time. I've got to go out now and be kind. Haven't even had the chance to rest my dainty feet. It's just give, give, give.
It's a shame you won't be here when Pam arrives.
Or a blessing.
She is not going to arrive, Sophie. She's a letdown in Lycra, that one.
When did you last see her?
Ooh, 1986. I've protected you all these years.
She's high class, you know, Mother.
She's not. Slutty shoes and damaged hair. How many women do you know that do a white wash, a dark wash and a leopard print wash, eh? Oh, now, sugar, I'm going to miss that bus. Just think of me, won't you? Helping those in need.
Good luck, Sheila. Your mum might be right about Pam, Sophie.
No, she's jealous, Jean. She knows Pam is a sophisticated jet setter and we run a car boot stall for a living. She's coming to take me away from it all.
Are you sure you'd fit in Amsterdam?
Yes, I'm a cosmopolitan social butterfly.
You eat breaded dinosaurs.
I can hear footsteps. Do you think she's come early? Oh my God, I think that's her. Look through the letterbox.
It's a woman.
Does she look stylish?
No, she looks a bit like your mum. She's got the same coat and hat.
She must not want to intimidate her. Is my lippy all right?
Yeah, you've got a bit on your forehead. Oh, I'm nervous.
Why?
I don't want you to go away.
Answer it.
Hello?
Is Sheila in?
No, she's doing a night shift, but Surf is...
Ah, yeah, I can't believe it. Wow, you got here all right then?
Yeah, it's not far.
Not far? I told you she was a global trotter or whatever you call it.
I've been called worse.
I couldn't think of a better early birthday present than having you here.
Oh, you're both in that good.
Come in, come in. This is Jean. Take a jacket.
Thanks. Ooh, strap in, lad.
Cheers.
Sit down, sit down. Why don't you go home, Jean? Can I get you a Lambrini?
Oh, girl, after me own that.
Auntie Pamela.
Auntie Pamela.
Oh, sorry, would you prefer just Pamela or Pam?
No, no, no. Auntie Pamela will do.
I wondered,
Auntie Pamela.
I wondered if you'd be wearing your mink coat and pearls. She's got a mink coat and pearls, Jean, haven't you?
Aunt everyone. No, no, just me scruffies today, love.
And you don't wear slutty shoes?
Who said that?
My mother.
I think I will get off now, yeah.
Did she now?
Hello. Hull and Humber Helpline.
Hello.
Talk to me.
I feel so lonely here at home. All my friends have gone to university and I've got nobody. I just wish I'd...
What, worked harder at school? You know, that's normal. What were you doing? Busy out chasing boys, were you?
No. My parents were going through a divorce.
Oh, that's families for you. You think you've got troubles. Do you think how I feel? I've got a grown-up daughter who's pegging everything on meeting her Auntie Pamela, who's just texted me to say she's not coming, and Muggins here is going to have to bear the brunt of it.
Well, just talk to her. Explain what's happened.
Well, it's all right you're saying that. She's going to be devastated. I did tell her.
At least she's got you.
I'll worry about her when I'm gone.
You should try not to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for listening, love.
Hello?
It's your mother.
Hiya, Mum. How's it going there?
I'm good, good. I'm really helping people. Now, I've got some bad news for you, love.
Auntie Pam's here. We're just going
to... Your Auntie Pam, she can't... What?
Yeah, I'm doing Mary and Carlers.
Sophie.
I must go, Mother. What's that, Pam? Oh, no, we've got loads of fig rolls.
Sophie.
Bye, Mother.
Oh, God, right. 4, 2, 8, 9, 1, 1.
Hello?
It's me, Jean. I'm at Hull Humber Helpline. I need your help.
Aren't people meant to call you, Sheila?
Now, Sophie said Pamela's at the house.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not. Get round there, Pam. She's texted me. I guess, get round there. Pam texted me, Jean. She can't squeeze in a visit. I said, oh, yes, you can squeeze in a size 10, though.
Sheila, so who's that at the house?
I don't know, but it's not Pam.
Well, she knows who you are.
What does she look like?
Like you.
What, tall and elegant?
You're not tall. She's got the same coat as you.
Oh, Jean. Oh, now, there's been, like, a homeless woman set outside Cost Cutters all week. I did tell her that she could pop round.
Have you been giving you a clothes?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Another salt and vinegar chipstick, if you will, young Sophie.
You've had them all, Auntie Pam. I've got jammy dodgers.
Oh, no, no. I've got all savoury, love. I usually preference a crisp cracker and a bit of unpasteurised cheese when I'm regaling. Find something in a minute, though. I'll have another gin.
That's nearly gone and all.
So where was I? Oh, yeah. Lenny Henry said to me, he said, Lorraine.
Who's Lorraine?
My nickname. A mishap with a hot quiche got lodged down my windpipe during the first act of Othello. I once half taunted for it. Quiche? Oh, Lorraine! They say to me, no offence, love, but your house is mental. How do you live with all this stuff?
My mother wastes a lot of money.
Is she hard to live with, love?
I've been wanting to move out for a long time.
But you'll be worried about her.
She doesn't think I'm ready.
She never will. Families, eh? Don't they break your heart? Well, oh my God, Bennett, what's that staring at me on top of the telly?
Bet me Biddler, it's a Toby jug.
Oh, I've met Biddler.
Pardon?
Pet Biddler.
Sophie!
Oh, that fat lad's back.
Sophie! I need a word with you about something. Is she all right?
She's had a long day.
Sophie!
What's going on?
Oh, God, she's conked out.
She's been doing this.
Sheila needs to tell you something, Sophie.
I'm glad you're back early, Mother. Pam's hard work, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Sheila!
I see what you mean. She's a bit different to what I thought. She's pet Middler, though. What did you have to tell me?
Nothing at all.
Sheila!
Marcy McClutchin. I work with him.
Auntie Pam, I'm pleased you've come to join us. Sophie will show you up to your room. Nice warm bed for the night, just tonight. And I'll be up to see you first thing. Go on, Sophie, help her up.
Come on, up you get.
Is that the time?
Of all the things you've done through the years, I've got high blood pressure. Do you know that at my age?
Well, don't stand like that for a start.
Stand like what?
Like that, all bulky.
She's not your sister.
Exactly. Now listen. No, she's not Pam, but let Sophie think that's what she's missing, and we don't have to worry about her going Dutch with the real one. The real Pam will break her heart, just like she did mine. And that one up there just needs a good wash.
When did she break your heart?
Oh, November the 11th, 1979, roughly, at an ABBA concert in Stafford.
We can't tell Sophie what to do. She's an adult.
That's debatable. So? She's got a young baby. She's all right. She'll be with us.
I was just enjoying listening to it, actually. I forgot I was in it. Sorry. I've took her fags off her just in case. You said she's been up in flames a lot.
Sheila wants to talk to you about something, sir.
What?
Your eyebrows are nearly the same colour as the curtains, love.
They are the same colour.
Why?
What did you use?
Fabric dye from the curtains.
Any more questions about her adulthood, Jean?
Enter.
Are you decent?
Always.
Well, now, Lorraine, we are all having a lot of fun, aren't we, eh? Now, you can pretend to be Auntie Pamela just this morning and say you're off back to Amsterdam. I'll give you 20 quid and you can find somewhere else, not round here.
You see, the thing is, Sheila, I thought we were having a sit-down fancy dress dinner with napkins.
Who said that?
Me.
When?
Just now.
Oh.
For that little lass's birthday. Be nice. You see, I'll know when the time's right to leave. When my work here is done. I'm like that lass pilchard in the tin.
You what?
You throw me away, but the smell lingers on you for days. Perhaps it'll never leave.
What sort of fancy dress?
The box under the stairs. I think there's enough clobber for some sort of ABBA-esque affair. We both love fancy dress, don't we?
Yeah.
You can forget who you are for a minute when you're all dressed up. Which one of ABBA do you want to be?
I don't mind, the blonde one.
Ah, she always was your favourite.
Yep. How did you know that?
Sheila, I am your only sister.
Yeah, come in, Jean.
Oh. I'm not happy about this, Sheila.
Jean, she's a psychopath.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you let strangers in your house and pass them off as family. Actually, yeah, thanks for inviting me to dinner then. It'll be part of a plot. Make us dress up as Abba and take us out one by one.
What have you come as?
The one without the beard, Bajon.
Is that a toupee?
Yeah, it's me granny's.
Your granddad's?
No, me granny's.
Oh, God.
Can't you just chuck that Lorraine out, Sheila?
No, I think she just wants a nice little dinner with us, and then after that, hopefully, she'll go.
Hopefully?
Come through.
Fill me up again, Frank. Harold.
He's called Ernie. Hiya, Jean.
Hi, Sophie.
Oh, Jean's here. Nice costume, son. You're next to Erwin, Jean.
Which one are you meant to be, Ernie?
Pavarotti.
Right, Sheila there, I'll sit here if you can squeeze past Ernie's fat suit.
I'm not wearing a fat suit.
Starters are ready, here you go everyone. Prawn cocktail, but I made it with sausages.
Tastes like Angel Delight.
It is. So... tell us about what it was like growing up together, you two.
Yeah, tell us.
It was a very happy...
sad, up and down childhood.
Full of
arguments.
Trips to the beach and sister rivalry.
Oh, yes.
It never leaves.
No.
Father spent a lot of time with me on the road, rehearsing for the shows.
Oh, God, she thinks she's Joan Crawford now.
I thought he was a butcher.
Yes, he was. These stories, I don't know where you've got them from, Pam. We lived in a semi in Heddon before moving to this house after my mother had the stroke, and I went to majorettes and kept myself to myself, and you went northern soul dancing with sailors. We'll save the rest for another time.
We haven't got a lot of time, have we?
What for? Hey.
Delicious this is, Sophie. You're a clever cook.
Ta.
Yeah, she takes after me.
You don't get many compliments a term, do you?
I compliment her.
What like?
Well, I said she had a nice clean forehead the other day. You know, mothers and daughters are tricky.
I never had a daughter. Did I?
No, you never.
I could never live up to you.
You must be joking. You were the golden child. I couldn't get a look in.
Why don't you compliment your daughter, Sheila?
I have to watch her like a hawk. The worry I have.
What a burden.
Yes.
So let her fly the nest. She'll resent you for it if you don't, believe me.
Shall we have a gap before the main course?
Why don't we play a game then? What about charades? I'll take the wine throw.
There's your glass here.
No, I'm fine with the bottle.
Oh, God.
Can you both be a bit nicer to Pam? I'll bring him some nibbles.
Right, Jean, we need a plan.
What plan?
Oh, for when she passes out again.
Yeah?
Right, we'll drag her into the yard.
What?
I'll distract Sophie.
We can't drag her outside.
Why, it's a natural habitat. She'll be much more comfortable.
I hate coming to your house, Sheila.
Waiting, ladies.
Oh, yes.
Right. I'll start the charade then. So.
It's a film.
Psycho.
Single white female.
I haven't done it yet. Right. Let me think. What? What?
Oh, now there. See, now, Sophie, love, you go and find those tea candles in my wardrobe, because I've got a feeling that the meter's going to go out and the shops are shut. So take Ernie with you. Off you go.
Okay.
Take your beard off, Ernie. You're sweating.
Come on, Ernie.
Right, Jean. Are you ready? You get her feet. No, I'll get her feet. You get the other end.
What if she wakes up?
We'll just say we're giving her a shiatsu. Hurry up. We'll put her at the bus stop and she might forget where she was.
I don't like this.
How do you think I feel? I'm middle class. I mean, this should be in your blood, Jean, chucking women out. Come on, open that door.
Two words. Sounds like...
Sheila.
Rocker, rocker, rocker. Dee 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 da dee 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 da da dee da da dee da da dee 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 dee.
Where have they all gone? Mother?
Maybe they're hiding. Ooh.
What's wrong?
Women hiding. It's not a nice image.
Where have you two been? Why are you out of breath?
No, we had a race. We've just had a race.
What, dressed like Abba?
Yeah.
Where's Pam?
She came last.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She'll be fine. Sophie, though, can you imagine? Amsterdam with her. All that drinking she does. What is that?
She's back.
How did she get to that back window?
Oh, she looks angry.
She will be. She lost that race. I'll let her in.
We can't get rid of her, Sheila. What are we going to do?
I don't know. She needs to feel uncomfortable in here. Have you got a vest on underneath that jumper?
Yeah.
Take it off. That might help.
So, where did we get to?
Sherrard, your team won.
And now we're going to have stroganoff in tomato sauce.
Amazing.
With mussels.
Oh, wow.
I thought I could smell pork.
No, it's just Jean. She took a top off. Took a top off. She took a top off, actually.
Five words.
You what?
The charade. Five words. Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Never seen it.
It's about controlling someone. Psychologically.
Have you seen Shrek? That's about a princess that turns green.
It can happen a lot, Sophie. Dominance. If you're not careful. Siblings. Mothers and daughters.
Excuse me, I do not control Sophie.
That's not what it looks like.
Right, I've had it.
What?
Come on, out now.
I'm a guest.
I've had enough of this. I would do anything for my daughter.
Does she know that?
Yeah, I do, Pam. Thank you. I wouldn't change her. I always thought I should have had you as my mother, but I think I'm happiest here.
See?
Music to my ears.
Well, I think you should find somewhere else to stay tonight before you ferry to Amsterdam.
Right.
You can stay for mussel stroganoff.
No, I'll finish this fag and I'll hit the road. Families. You can't pick them, can you?
No. Lovely to finally meet you. I'm going to dish it out before it dries up.
I'll be on my way then. Thanks for having me.
Now there's 20 quid here for you, Lorraine.
Ta.
Have a good life, if you can.
You don't choose this life, Sheila. It chooses you.
Where will you go?
That all depends on who needs me. Be kind to each other.
We will, won't we, Sheila?
Yeah. Just don't stand so close to me, Jean. No, I mean, it is awful to see, you know, a sad drunk like that.
Yeah, or a sad angel.
Has Auntie Pam gone then?
Auntie Pam?
Yeah.
Oh no, that wasn't your Auntie Pam. I've met your Auntie Pam.
What?
Sophie, now... I'm sorry, Sophie. I'm sorry. Don't go. Don't leave
me.
No,
you've blown it, Mother.
I don't know why I'm living if you're not here.
You'll have a lot of time to figure it out then, won't you?
She won't be there to meet you at the ferry, Sophie.
She will, Mother. My real Auntie Pam has even put money in my account for the taxi. I'll be seeing her tonight at the terminal for a new life with the Dutch.
I was going to do a gammon tonight.
Excuse me. Move. I'm going to set off now and sit in a calf.
You ruin me. We worry. I'll be skin and bone. I'll break my neck, you know. I'll fall down the stairs. All them boxes in the living room, they'll tumble with me.
Good.
I can't. I won't. I won't look after myself.
Where's the key to the back door?
Here.
Open it then.
Hey, I want you to have this.
What is it?
It's your hospital bracelet from when you were born.
It's tiny.
Yeah, you've grown. A bit.
Bye, Mum.
Bye. You look really, you know, beautiful tonight.
Do I?
Yeah, it suits you. How you've got your hair.
You've never said anything like that to me before.
Well, I should have done.
Thank you.
Sophie, will you stay? Come on, let's have a gammon and invite Jean and Ernie round for Monopoly.
No more lies then, Mother.
No lies. Yeah, you can be banker. I'll be the paperclip.
You wouldn't do that.
I promise. If you do it properly.
Here you go, Jean. You're the Scotty dog at last. And here's an extra 20 quid. If you want any more, just ask.
No, you can't do that.
Are you going straight into jail, Ernie?
Yes, please. Oh, home at last. Nice to see you, boys.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
Oh, here she goes.
Get counting.
But I will continue.
Oh. And it's...
Uh-oh.
Meter's gone.
And them tea candles are in the gas cupboard, Surf. Here, Jane, take this torch.
No, steady, Jean.
Can you see me, Sophie?
No, I can smell you, though, Jean.
Oh. I ran out of Old Spice.
Here we go, look in here.
I'm glad you stayed.
Yeah, me too. Tea lights.
What's this?
I don't know, let's see. Photograph album.
1983.
Year I was born.
Didn't your mother wear funny hats?
That's a hair, Jean.
Oh. This one's come unstuck.
What?
No, don't matter.
Let's see. No. That's my mother... On a wedding day. Oh, and she pale.
Who's the groom, Sophie?
Can't you tell, Jean? It's Ernie.
Ernie? Oh, this is weird.
Look at his teeth. He's had them sorted out. No lies, I said to her. After all these years, I've been asking, haven't I, who my dad is? Right. What time is it?
7:50.
I'm going to catch that ferry.
Oh, Soph.
What would you do, Jean?
I'd wait for the gammon.
I'm going to tiptoe out. Cover for me.
If that's what you want.
Are you coming back in?
Quick, go. Yeah. Here we go, Sheila. Candles.
Light them, then. Playing board games by candlelight. Oh, it's gone backwards. We used to go to dances, didn't we, when we were your age, Jean? Didn't we, Ernie?
And fancy dress parties.
Yeah. Do you remember that fancy dress party we went to when we won a bag of meat? What was it we went as? You know, you had those fang teeth.
Teeth?
Yeah. Oh, you were Dracula, right? And I was...
His bride?
Yeah!
Sophie!
Absolutely amazing. Let's hear it one more time for the whole cast of To Hell and Back. Lucy Beaumont, Norman Lovett, Kerry Marsh, Sarah Parks, and the fantastic Maureen Lipman. I love watching that as well. Just seeing, I just realised that I went to university with the Foley artist, so we're going to go and have a drink later. It's going to be great. Listen, it's time for you all to have a drink now. We're going to take a 20-minute break. We will be back with the absolutely sensational music of Errolyn Wallen and also a very special performance by Bond. So quick drink back here. See you in a minute.